Welcome to episode 21 of Nothing on the Radio. 21, we're officially adults.
Okay.
No?
No. I mean, I guess in when, because it's 18 is your adult now, really.
Yeah, but it's the 21st party that you have.
Yeah, that's a really weird thing. I think 21 used to be the drinking age and the voting age, and then it all changed. And then we still had big 21st, because I think 21st is still bigger than 18th.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I was just before we started, literally 10 seconds ago, I said, oh, do you have any, like, good 21st? Because ours were, each of our 21st were fairly uneventful.
Pretty standard.
And I thought of, like, a funny thing, and I'm like, oh, what about you, any good ones? She's like, oh, no, just sad because people didn't turn up. I'm just like, fuck.
Not mine, other people's.
Oh, but if you're going to 21st where people aren't turning up, you're in that circle of friends. Oh, I turned up. Oh, Em turned up. Awesome. Oh, you're that person at parties.
What do you mean, that person?
Oh, you know, like, oh, fucking no one's here. Oh, Em's here. Oh, fucking awesome.
If there's drinks on the bar, I am there.
I can remember one funny 21st. It was 80s themed, and I went dressed as... I planned to go dressed as a b-boy. You know what a b-boy is? It was like sort of the rapping, dancing, okay, hip-hop sort of...
artist that you aspire to be.
Sort of. It was like, think hip-hop, like dancer from the 80s.
Yeah.
So I wore...
I'm picturing like the big parachute pants.
No, I wore denim overalls with one of the...
You're a farmer.
No. Look, a lot of b-boys wore... This is 80s, remember?
B-boys.
And I popped one of the what's it called, the buttons, so only one of these shoulder straps is on.
Were you wearing actually, anything underneath?
Yeah, well, they're actually maternity overalls. Fit perfectly.
Does Megan still have them?
It's a gift. I gave it for her birthday. She doesn't know yet. No, what was so, yeah, I did. I wore like those and a muscle. I think I had some high top sneakers I wore. Mm-hmm. But then I wore a red t-shirt as well. And then everyone just went, oh, you're Mario. I was like, no, I'm a b-boy. And then by the end of the night, it's like, no, I'm Mario. It's easier than explaining why I'm wearing maternity overall. Good night.
I remember a 21st going to, and my brother dressed up as Borat. And it was at like the East Maitland Bowling Club. And they literally 5 minutes in, they were like, you have to cover up.
But your brother often 5 minutes into any party gets told to cover up.
That's just true. So, man, what's with guys always wanting to get naked at parties? I mean, I do it too. But
no, I will say there's usually one in every group that likes to get naked.
And the rest but are not, sheep.
No. I've never been one to go, oh, let's get naked at a party. Never. Pop a testicle out, yes. There's a really good gag where you pull your testicle out, you fly and you hold it. And then you go, oh, I've got this weird growth in my leg. What do you think this is? And people look at it and go, oh, and you go, oh, it's my testicle. It's a pretty good joke.
But it's like, it's not like I can move very far.
Yeah, but you can, oh, I can, mine yours? Are pretty long. I do have fairly stretchy testicles. Stretchicles.
Stretchicles.
I
love a good dress-up party, though.
I love a good testicle, though.
Love a good stretchy testicle.
Yeah, dress-up parties, yeah, they're good and bad. I one of the funniest ones I went to was actually not... It was actually a family friend, and I went with Dad, and it was meant to be movie or pop stars or movie stars or whatever it was. And
when is Mario?
Still had the jeans. Still had the overalls. No, it's funny. I just remembered. So... Dad went as Kamal, you know, the Indian singer.
Yeah.
Full blackface.
Oh, my God.
And he got to this fancy dress party, and there was 40 people there. There was, like, 3 people in fancy dress. So, my dad was in full Indian blackface with, like, one of those flowing Indian, like, suits, you know, like a big orange one.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, God. I remember being with him. And he's like, oh, God, no one's dressed up. And he went full dress up.
I went to, actually, you were at this 21st too. It was black and white themed. So everyone just rocked up wearing black and white clothes. And I was like, I'm going to nail this theme. And I went as a panda. And I was the only, everyone just thought black shirt, white jeans or something like that. And I went as
I was there.
Yeah, you actually took off my tail halfway through the night and threw it in the fire.
Oh, that sounds about right, but I don't remember that.
And I was like full on, I painted my eyes black, like I had little ears and
what
a tail.
What did I wear?
Probably just black and white clothes like everybody else.
I would have, I should have gone blackface back when you could do it. I mean.
This wasn't that long. Oh, wait, we are pretty old now.
I mean, I don't think, blackface is a very touchy subject. Mm. But yeah, I don't think I have any other fancy dress-ups that have been that exciting.
My friends and I used to do it like every few months and we had a spreadsheet and everything so no one would go as the same thing. Like you had to choose what you were going as under that theme because we had like a Harry Potter party and we didn't want like, you know, two Harry Potters. What kind of setup would that be?
Messed up fucking world would that be? It's just
hard. We took it very seriously.
I think the biggest problem with Harry Potter parties is that only three people turn up because who the fuck wants to go to a Harry Potter party? Oh, no, we all came as Harry. All three of us. I can't think of any other. I managed to go to two fancy dresses in the same outfit. I got a white painter's jumpsuit and dyed it orange.
Yeah.
And then wrote prison inmate on the back. And I went to two. One was a, I think it was like goodies and baddies. And then there was another one that was evil.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
And I couldn't find a pedophile costume.
They're always low in stock because they're so popular.
Let's talk about reality shows. I don't know what made me think about this. Oh, no, actually I do. I don't know if I meant to say it. Oh, my brother works with someone who was... on a Big Brother. I won't go into details. Mm. But then I started to think about how we would do in certain reality shows.
You'd be the one teabagging on Big Brother.
Oh, that's right. So Big Brother, for those who don't remember, it was just like 12 people that changed numbers regularly, locked in a house, being filmed all the time. And that was one of the big controversies, someone putting testicles in a girl's mouth. Mm. Was there images of the testicles going in her mouth?
I think so, yeah. I think maybe they played it on like that up late thing, but then they had to stop playing it.
Big Brother up late used to be...
Softcore porn.
Sometimes. It was sometimes just like tits out. It was so good every year. You'd be like, oh, they'll put a stripper in for sure.
Yeah.
And this girl with like massive boobs just like soaping her up in the shower. Then they stopped it. I think that's when Big Brother went downhill when they stopped doing that. But I was in Big Brother because obviously the housemates don't see everything you do. It's only the public outside that see what you do.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to my brothers about it, saying, if you're the first in, you just go and hide in the bushes and like masturbate or something like that.
What?
And then the audience is going, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
And then just don't let any other housemates know.
Yeah.
Just act like a normal dude.
Yeah.
But everyone on the outside is like, this guy is a lunatic.
And not wash his hands and just go shake everyone's hand when they arrive. High five. Everyone on the outside would be like, that is fucked up.
And everyone's like, you don't get a vote. Everyone loves you. And then suddenly it's like you get out and you get the interview and they're like, why did you eat all that semen all those weeks? I'm assuming that's what you do.
Well, that really escalated.
I'm just thinking like the worst thing that they'd be like, imagine them going, we can't interview this bloke. He's a lunatic. He's been rubbing his feces everywhere.
I wonder what kind of checks you'd have to go through. Didn't you audition for...
Yeah, haven't we talked about this?
Yeah, I forgot about that though.
Yeah, I tried out and everyone's a bunch of fucking idiots. I should have gone on the show. I wouldn't have masturbated once. Oh no, that's another thing. How long can you go without masturbating?
I've never tried.
Masturbating? Oh, God.
No, I just sleep with people.
I'd sleep with someone on the first night. Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you, what sort of person you'd be in the house. You'd be the slut.
Not with cameras around.
Yeah, I guess, you know what? I loved the earlier ones when they would just feed them alcohol. Like, they just get plastered, they get in arguments, they'd hook up and stuff. That's when it was interesting.
There's always a spa.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant like a boxing spa. Like
a what?
People when they're sparring, when they're fighting each other. You don't know that term?
Nope.
There's a lot of people out there going,
Spartans?
Oh, God. Okay, so you'd be the slut. No, you wouldn't be. You want to be the slut.
No, I would be very good because I know everyone would be watching.
You'd be that annoying person with like the food because you'd be like, well, I don't eat the meat, so I should get more cheese. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And everyone's trying to cook a dinner and you're like, remember I'm vegetarian. Oh, you'd be gone week one.
And don't forget the gluten thing, Louis.
Oh. And then starting arguments about whatever you start arguments about. Animals. Horse racing. Oh, yeah. That'd be like a horse racing challenge and you'd be like, I refuse to compete in this challenge because I hate horse racing.
Whatever, Louis. Yeah. What about you, though? You go week one.
I'd be the cool guy, I think. Well, not if I was masturbating furiously everywhere.
Because everyone sleeps in the same room and you're snoring.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd be out pretty quickly. I think the snoring, I'd have to go and sleep somewhere else, maybe in the backyard.
Yeah.
If I was single, the thing is, if I was single, I think a guy can bounce back from sleeping on television more than a girl can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how the world is. So I would probably try to...
Fuck everyone.
Do you reckon you could have a couple?
Yeah.
Oh, see, it's risky. Look, I think it would be good. I think it would be funny, people, you in the future going, oh, have I seen you somewhere? And you're like, yeah, I fucked up all those chicks on Big Brother. And they're like, oh, yeah, four of them.
I think, I mean, I watched every season of Big Brother, and I think I could probably tell you like three people that I remember.
Yeah, there was a guy actually called Damien Who, and I remember Rove made a joke, and they went, knock, knock, who's there? Damien Who, exactly. I can't believe I'm repeating Rove jokes on here.
I was going to say, what level are we?
Talk about Rove. Two. Oh, I love Rove.
Remember that time Rove was really funny? What? I feel like his comedy was relevant for when it was around, but it's just not anymore.
Well, Mum still loves the... What the? What the?
Your mum has a weekly segment at home. Romo.
Okay, Survivor. So, this is different again. You'd be frustrating for the same reasons.
Because I don't... I don't even like camping.
Yeah, and what about all your vitamin shots you wouldn't be getting? Don't you have vitamin shots?
No.
You have some sort of shot, don't you?
Tequila.
Oh, God. Why'd the Mexican push his wife off the cliff?
Tequila.
It's a good one. But no, spousal abuse is not a joke. As much as Em wants to make it one.
That's like murder. Okay, so that's what Em... I think
Survivor, you'd run into the same problem because you're a huge pain in the ass and have problems with eating.
Don't they just eat rice?
And beans a lot, yeah.
Yeah, that's my diet.
Oh, but you've the just farting.
Named 90%
of you fart a lot, I think, just from regular good eating.
Why does this have to come up on every fucking episode?
Yeah, you actually haven't farted tonight. I apologise, but still, you would be farting a lot on Survivor. It'd be in those like night shots with the night vision. Everyone's laying down and trying to sleep on like the sand and like with leaves as blankets, and you're just going.
They have one of those like heat cameras.
Like the Predator. Someone fart and he's going, no. And then it goes to one of the people where they get interviewed and she's there like, I know it's Em who farted, I'm voting her off tonight. Em's trying to form a
line. You know what? The funniest thing. Me and my girlfriends had a sleepover once at my friend Tegan's house when we were like...
What were you wearing in sleepover?
12 or 13 years old, I was about to say.
Oh, great. Here comes the police.
And we wanted to do this. It was when Survivor was really popular. It was like its first or second year or something. And we got Tegan's parents' video camera, which is about half the size of this house at the time, and set it up.
And Chris and Wayne?
And yeah, Chris and Wayne. And we did our own Survivor. And then we had to like go into a room and vote people off.
Are you serious? That's terrifying.
I got voted off because I kept farting.
You got voted off because you kept farting. And this is with your friends. Imagine people who don't like you.
This is when I was like, I just owned it. I was like, yep.
I think you'd be okay at the challenges, but that would be your only saving grace. I'm very competitive. Yeah, and I think you'd just like steamroll people. Like, people would be like, oh, I can't tackle this chick. She's a lunatic. And you just run through them. You'd be, your enthusiasm wouldn't quite match your skill level, but. I think
that's my life.
But I don't think you're one of those people because always the first couple of weeks of Survivor, the people who get voted off are usually the ones who are just fucking annoying. It has nothing to do with their skills or any sort of teams or what are they, alliances. It's just like, this person's fucking annoying. And I think I'm not sure if you could get past that stage.
Oh, well, you'd have the same problem with the snoring.
Mm. No, but I could go and dig a ditch and sleep in the ditch.
Someone would bury you in the ditch. No, because you like your nice things, Louis. You can't deny that. Like your ice.
Like ice and prostitutes. I'm, you know, nice high-end things.
Things.
My wife's listening to this like, oh, now I know what you did for Father's Day. Would you prefer to find out on Father's Day that I did ice or had sex with a prostitute?
What, if I was Megan or just me as your friend?
No, just say we catch up and you're like, what did you do on Father's Day? And I went, oh, I actually did a bunch of ice, or, oh, I actually had sex with a prostitute. Which would upset you more?
It's not right, but the prostitute.
That'd upset you more.
Well, I'm upset for Megan, but then you're on ice, you'll probably turn into a prostitute.
Okay, so, no, I think on Survivor, I think I'd go all right, unless my knee busted out dancing. If there was some sort of funk-off in Survivor.
Funk-off?
I love that word funk at the moment.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Because you're a B-boy.
Well, we will talk about my dancing later. But Survivor, once again, you'd be shit. I'd be pretty good.
No, you would be hopeless.
No, I'm pretty good.
You could not
though.
Sleep on a ground.
No, I'd just sleep in a tree like a monkey, throwing my feces at everyone. And then they do the interview. Louis is wearing thin. He has thrown feces at me all night.
I asked him politely twice.
And then they interview me and I'm like, I think I've created an alliance.
I'm getting along really well with everyone.
Okay. I think what's great about Camp Sobobo, I don't know what they're called.
What?
They're always fucking crazy names. I'm saying crazy because they're probably Samoan or something like that. Camp, everyone's friends here at the camp and they're all in the background going, I can't deal with this Louis cunt. They would say the C-bomb. On TV.
And they would allow
it. They would allow it at 7:30 on NBN because they'd be like,
there's no other word to describe it.
He snored all night, then threw shit at us from the tree, and then his leg gave out while he was dancing at a non-dancing challenge.
I'd imagine that. There's all these people like trying to get things from one end of a field to another, and you're just standing in the middle, slouching.
Oh, Louis. Louis' technique's quite unique, dancing a lot. And then what you'd do if you do get voted out, you know you're going to put the fire out. You'd be that idiot who just did it with their hand.
And doesn't the host do that?
No. You actually... Oh, there, that's right.
He puts it over the top.
You give him the tiki pole thing and then he puts it out.
You know too many words.
I don't know if they're... It's just like a flame and he puts it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So we'd both do really poorly at Survivor.
No, okay. I don't want to try that one.
Okay, Bachelor and Bachelor.
The Bachelorette.
So what would you do? Because I'll ask about The Bachelor first. So imagine you're one of 20 horny, stupid women rather than just being one horny, stupid woman.
Yeah.
And what's your intro? You know how they all do stupid intros and they...
Oh, yeah.
When they first meet The Bachelor and they walk up and they introduce themselves. What do you do?
Well, I'm a vet nurse, so I'd take his temperature like I do for
now. Like, bend over. Yeah. I'm a vet nurse. I'd like to take your temperature. And he just goes, oh, okay. Oh, this is crazy.
They always do the stupidest shit, though.
Yeah, I know.
It must be set up by the producers, surely.
Well, but the thing, yeah, it is, but you've got to agree to it. Like, I reckon they could, oh, so what's your, oh, I'm an escort. Maybe just suck his dick for a bit. But smile while you're doing it. You know, like it's a good joke. Oh, okay. But you see, like some woman rode in a motorbike on the latest one. I don't know. But okay, so you would, for some reason, check his anal temperature.
That isn't, it's not what I would do.
What would you do?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that would relate to like...
Fall over. And then get back up and go, oh, I always fall over. That one was a fake fall over, but I do fall over a lot. And then actually fall over.
And then get him to help me up.
And then pull him down. And you get up and you're all scruffed up, skirts tucked into your underpants. Oh, don't we look like the pair?
Yeah.
You're just going. And then it goes away from you and he's just like, fuck, she's a fucking lunatic. No way. She's gone. No roses. And you're just walking out.
No roses.
Straight at that going, where's the champagne? The thing is about The Bachelor when it's one bloke and 20 girls, whatever. I feel like it very quickly becomes Not that the girls want to have the bloke. They just want to beat the other girls around
them.
Yeah,
that would
you know
be
what
me.
I mean?
Yeah. That's so, like, I hate going to parties like and that and playing those stupid games like baby showers. But if you make me play, I will fucking win.
I mean, you can say that, but I don't think you'd actually win.
No, I do.
You try to win.
I get really competitive.
It doesn't mean you're good at it, though. There's a lot of blind deaf people that are super competitive. I don't know what that means. I mean, what I mean, like, you could be really competitive but be blind and deaf and never win anything.
You're an asshole. Yeah. I would. What would you do if you...
Okay, wait. No. Let's stick on you.
Pitch a Sophie Monk.
No, wait. Let's flip it. You're the Bachelorette.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, that'd be the worst. All the blokes be rocking up going, what is this shit? Who is she?
Got fucking Sophie Monk last season. Look at this shit.
Now I've got this dumpster fire. Oh, I think she farted. Oh, hi, how are you? And you're like, can I check your temperature? What?
Every guy. I check every guy's temperature.
Oh, and they're all coming out the back going, oh. Did you put a... Everyone's doing their belts up as she walks back. Oh, they... Honestly, they'd be walking out their limo and be like,
"But like,
what is this?"
No, if you saw that advertised, like, you wouldn't watch it. I would pull the numbers.
I would. You know what I'd love to see? Because that the guys would be doing everything they could to not stay. It'd be so funny to see all these guys being like, "I'm going to be a prick so bad. I need to get out of this house."
And then Osha would come in at the end of every rose ceremony. Congratulations, you didn't receive a rose.
Yes. I am out of here. No more temperature readings. No more burping and farting and falling over fucking everywhere. I'm out of here. Nah, okay, so.
Poor Dan.
Oh, but he's a lucky man, etc. I think if I was, I couldn't. Okay, first off, I think it's crazy that I'm like one of 20 blokes going for one girl.
Mm-hmm.
That I just could not do it. I'd be like, I think I'd walk up and be like, hey, can we just like forget all this show and maybe just go out and, you know, go away for a weekend or something like that.
So if someone said that like on the show, everyone would be like, oh, he's so sweet.
Then I'd windmill my dick.
Helicopter.
Oh, he's so sweet. Oh, the windmill. That's a strange choice.
But like, wait until you walk like back towards the house and then just take your pants off and be like, oi, Sophie Monk.
Even though it's not Sophie Monk. I think I'd moonwalk up to her. No, I don't even know what I'd do.
Slut drop up to her. Just one step, slut drop. One step, slut drop.
Knee collapses. Oh, sorry, that happens a lot. I'm lying. It's the first time it's ever happened. I just couldn't handle it. I don't know how guys can handle competing with like 15, 20 other guys.
Because they're on TV. That's all that a lot of them want.
Yeah, I guess for the...
promote their Instagram accounts.
Yeah. I mean, this would be another chance, like Big Brother, to be just an absolute lunatic. So people are like, who is this guy? Like, and try to stay on. Because if you're crazy, they keep you on longer.
Yes.
They make sure that the bachelor or the bachelorette keep you around. So they're like, okay, Louis keeps trying to kiss all the other dudes on the mouth, saying, I'm here for the boys. Keep them on. It's brilliant.
I hate that shit in like the Bachelorette, especially it's when they're all like, we have to respect each other.
The bro code.
The bros.
All that shit.
Yeah, all that shit. Whereas the girls are like, fucking hate them all.
Yeah, I know.
They're going down.
The guys are the worst. Guys are the worst. Trying to respect each other, respect each other's boundaries.
Because they're only doing that because it's on TV. There's no way that shit happens in real life.
Didn't two Bachelorettes
women,
yeah, and they had a lesbian relationship?
Yep.
I mean, that's a long way to go for a lesbian relationship. You know what? And that was taken really well. Like, and they're on Instagram and that.
Of course it was taken well. They're both very attractive.
You know what would be strange?
Can you imagine two
two dudes. Imagine that. No. Oh, we went to meet a lady, but then we met each other, and now we're just sucking dick all day. I did a bit of a dick sucking thing, but you can't see it back in
home. It's not necessary.
You know, this is a bit off track. But
I love sucking dick.
No. Your taste buds have got such a... you know how taste and smell are attached to memory?
Yeah.
That if you pretend to shake a salt shaker in your mouth, you can actually taste salt.
I'm not doing it, Louis.
It just makes you look like you're sucking a dick.
Yeah. Like, okay. You haven't done that to me in public before.
Okay, so, and then I think if I was the Bachelor, but I've thought about this before. If I was the Bachelor, I'd be a fucking good Bachelor. I'd be like, I am a catch, ladies. You're very lucky to have me. Until they're like, what do you do? I'd be like, oh, stationary sales. Doctor? No. Astrophysicist? No. Stationary. That's where the ladies come. Oh, Louis, save some pussy for the rest of us.
I mean, I do like stationary.
I know, but, you know, no one's going fireman, doctor, solicitor, stationary salesman.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's any kindergartner right now being like, I want to be a stationary salesman when I grow up. Why not?
Probably not.
It should be.
Okay, so let's talk about MasterChef and My Kitchen Rules.
Mm.
Now, this one, they're both pretty different, but they're both cooking. Now, what I think My Kitchen Rules is more interesting because you have to get taken into your home.
Yeah. Apparently, half of that's fake, though.
I wouldn't want to eat in your house.
I don't.
Especially with your kitchen's all fucked up. Just off track a little bit, Em's kitchen was recently renovated and I had a few drinks. And I found a golf club in their house. Oh. And then for some reason, I decided to swing the golf club in the kitchen.
Which is standard at our parties.
Yeah. And I swung the golf club back and smashed it straight into the new benchtop.
Yeah. So I was actually going to tell you, you know how you chipped it?
Yeah. Well,
it actually fell off the other day. Yeah. So now it's just this big chunk in our kitchen bench. So if you could like replace that, that'd be great.
Just send me the invoice and I'll get my account team onto it ASAP.
Why was there a golf club in the house anyway?
I think that's what Dan used to protect himself.
Oh, yeah. He keeps it under the bed.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But what would you cook? What do you reckon you're good at cooking? It's all vegetarian shit.
No, I once set pasta on fire. I'm not a very good cook. That's why I bought a Thermomix so it
does the cooking for
you. I can cook. Well, I fry halloumi pretty well.
Okay, so you're not getting on My Kitchen Rules if you're giving fried halloumi.
If someone gave me fried halloumi for entree, main, and dessert, I'd be pretty fucking happy.
Everyone else is going 2 out of 10.
Too much
halloumi. Halloumi, 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 halloumi. It's too much halloumi.
But
it's salty, it's cheese, and it's going from couple to couple, 2 out of 10, 1 out, and then you're like 10 out of 10. I couldn't believe it. I saw fried halloumi on the entree, and I was like, this is great. Then halloumi again for main, and I'm like, fuck off, this is amazing. And then I came when I saw it was halloumi for dessert. 10 out of 10.
I love halloumi.
What
about you? What would you cook?
Well, probably puttanesca, which is roughly translated to prostitute spaghetti. It's the first dish I made for Megan, actually.
What is it?
Puttanesca.
I thought you were joking.
No, it's called puttanesca. It's like... it's a pasta with like anchovies, olives, tomatoes, basil. No, you think it's really good.
Yeah.
This is boring. Let's move on to something else.
Okay.
Let's talk about, the block. Now, Em's actually wants to go on the block next year.
Yeah.
And she's like, you'll have to film the video. But I'm like, no, fuck that. Because if you actually get through on my videoing and then somehow on the block you get a radio gig after that, then it's just me sitting at home doing my...
Slut dropping. Guys, can you hear this?
Listen to this. That's my butt cheeks touching the floor. This is the Lewis Riley slut dropping hour. I'm your host, Lewis Riley. And now for another slut drop. Just for an hour of that. We were watching it tonight and you agreed with me.
The block, not you slut dropping. Well, actually, we did watch that too.
Is my anus touching the ground on this slut drop? Yes, Louis, you know it is. I know. Okay, so, and there's a battered husband on there.
Yes.
Now, you don't see it a lot, but if you guys do happen to watch the block, what's the name? It's like Tess and Luke,
I think
it is. From North Queensland.
The young couple, newly married.
He's like, he doesn't like a lot of confrontation, but she's always just like, oh, man up, show some balls, fucking
hate pull that, your head out. Up.
And then, like, and he's just sitting there going, oh, yeah. I reckon he gets slapped around a bit.
Yeah.
And she just does it. And everyone
He's
laughs.
Pretty hopeless, though. He probably deserves it.
Okay. I'm going to record. I've got that sound bite. And anytime.
Anytime I hit you from now on.
I'll just play that back to you.
You deserved it.
What else we got?
this time next year.
So this time next year, it's not so much, I guess it's sort of a reality show, but it's with Carl Stefanovich. And it's filmed obviously 12 months ago, and then all the people on the show are like, this time in next year, 12 months, I'll be this, and it could be I'll have a child, I'll be walking after my entry,
I'll lose 70 kilos or...
Yeah. I'll lose 70% of my body weight. Come back, they're all gaunt and sick. I did it, Carl. I'm anorexic.
Am I going to be on TV?
Oh, this isn't where we wanted the show to go. I joked around to Megan. I said, "Oh, Megan, we could do it together, and your achievement for next year could be me doing the hedging out the front." And then we come back on the show, and they go, "How'd it go?" And I go, "Oh, I didn't get around to it." They go, "Congratulations." And we walk off the stage again.
Keep trying. You're even holding the clippers.
Oh, you're going to. I almost got there, but I went out of a nap. 52 times.
This time next year, I might have actually shaved my legs.
Oh, imagine if you didn't and you had those leg hairs that don't stop growing. Did you do it? Nah. And your leg hairs just popping out under your jeans.
My leg hairs enter the stage a minute before I do.
And here's Em. Have you shaved your leg hairs? Oh, no. You look like a monkey.
It's such an effort.
Is it?
Yes. It's such... Oh, my God. I hate it.
What if you just... But surely if you just do it like once every couple of days in the shower or something like that, it can't be too bad.
No, but that's... You're doing it more. So how is that... It's such an effort to do.
I don't know. No, the problem is... Okay. I think the problem is with guys shaving... And this goes for every part of your body. I'm not that hairy, but even for me, it's like, where do you stop? If I shave my legs, where do I stop? I'm hairy all the way to the shaft of my penis.
Jesus.
The base of the shaft. Not all the way up.
I've started wearing these new pants to work that are like 3/4 pants. So I've just been shaving like my ankles.
What year is this? Is it 2002?
What?
3/4 pants.
What's wrong with that?
Are you wearing a choker? I wear my choker, my visor, my midriff, and my 3/4 pants.
And I pack my Walkman and off I go to work.
That's a bit older, actually.
Sorry.
I don't want to be a stickler. Okay, so what are we talking
Discman.
About? This one next year. Discman. So shaving your legs is a big issue for you.
I fucking hate it.
Oh, Dan is a saint. You're just...
It keeps him warm at night.
Big, furry, farty. It's like living with a pig. But at least pigs, you know, they'll eat anything. You've got you and you're like, I only eat vegetables. Fuck. I'm still hairy though, like a pig.
Pigs aren't. Oh, do they?
I mean, they're not as hairy as me, I don't think. That's your argument. I think they're hairy, but.
Next year. This time next year, I might have actually done something about that noise in my car instead of just turning up the volume.
Women are the worst.
We are.
I think we can go off that. Talking about women are the worst, let's talk about women being unable to make decisions. Now, this came up the other night. We were having a real cheap, easy dinner at home. I don't think either of us wanted to cook. And Megan had a couple of sausage rolls in the oven. And I've taken them out, and look, they're hot, and I was just like, I'll bring it down to her. I said, hey, Megan, because her name's Megan, not Megan. I said, hey, Megan, do you want a knife and fork?
It's your other wife.
Do you want a knife and fork with the dinner? And she went, do I need one? I'm like, what do you fucking mean? What do you mean do you need one? Like, couldn't just go, yeah, I will, or no. But you're the same.
I'm the same.
What is it? Is it because you like us making decisions for you?
I'm lazy. There's that.
I'm super lazy, so if I can avoid
I'd rather you cut it up and feed it to me. No. I'm scared of making the wrong decision and then people not being happy with it. Oh, this is getting deep. This is stuff I talk to my psychologist about.
And I don't get paid enough to listen to this shit.
You asked me. It's scary. If you have to, like, I can never decide on where to eat, even though Daniel is like, well, it all depends on what you want because you can't eat everything and
anything. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Megan's actually pretty good when it comes to like choosing restaurants and stuff like that. But now, even today, like we had to get her dad a card and a gift certificate just for his birthday.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, Megan.
Oh my God, this is revealing.
Okay, Megan, we'll stop on the way to your parents' place. Where do you want to go? And she's like, I don't know. Where should we go? Like, it's just, I don't know.
It's the little things. But she probably makes heaps of, because you make so many decisions every day and they're huge things, especially with Charlie. And then it's just the little things. It just takes some control, Louis.
So what you're trying to say is that women make so many huge decisions regarding everything.
Yep.
And men are just pieces of shit.
Yeah. So you can handle the small stuff. Don't annoy Doesn't me surprise. With your stupid questions when you can make the decision.
Doesn't surprise me. It's come back there. Men are pigs, even though you're the pig, the hairy pig. Pigs aren't as hairy as me, are they?
You just had a conversation. You could do this show on your own.
This is the Lewis Riley Hour. I'm Lewis Riley. This is the joke I said earlier today. Thought it was funny. Now for a slut drop. Now I'm going to sing to you. Never asking for anyone to come in. Please don't ask to come on the show. This show is perfect. Me alone.
I'm naked.
Let's talk about dancing. Now, why this came up. So, I had a wedding last weekend. Mm. And I actually hadn't had a good dance on my knee since it got reconstructed.
I love how that's like a thing for you.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody would be like, how's your knee? Oh, it's pretty good. I haven't danced on it yet. But
looking forward to when I can dance again. Oh, talking about that, a mate of mine, Jared, he's a bit of a fuckwit and he's an...
Jared?
Yeah. Oh. He's an occupational therapist. And he said to me, not joking one day, I said, he was trying to explain his job being an occupational therapist. And I said, he's like, well, put it this way, physios make you walk, occupational therapists make you dance. And I went, that is the fucking most stupid thing I've ever
heard. I hope that was on the wall at his uni or something.
And he said it without... It's beautiful. He said it without any hesitation, not as
like,
a joke.
It's probably something he's said every day of his life since he's become an occupational therapist. That's how
he's a shit dancer anyway. But back to the point. So I was dancing, right, on the dance floor at this wedding. Now, what happened, another bloke actually came up to me and was like, he sort of said, what's your go-to song? And I'm like, oh, it's Memories by... David Guetta featuring Kid
really
Cudi.
Bring the mood down.
Which is, it goes, I can't. It yes. Would be the best memory for me. Hey, hey, do, 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 do. You know the song.
I do. Exactly only like because of you, though.
And I got up there and I'm like, yeah, sweet. He told the DJ, plays it, and I start dancing. Now, first off, my dance fitness was way down.
But you've been on the gym.
What's that?
Haven't you been on the gym?
Yeah, but they don't like me dancing there.
There should be a dance machine.
Just sweating it up in the
corner.
I've
been warned twice now.
Just on Kid Cudi Memories on repeat. Oh, God. It's got a real workout. But I'm dancing. I'm doing all these moves I made up for the dance, including like playing a violin because there's a violin section, playing a flute with the flute section. Mm. Now, I remember everyone around clapping.
Chanting.
I honestly, I'm not even joking.
I thought
my memory was of people around me watching me.
Are you serious? A
little bit of cheering.
I thought you were
laughing.
Joking when you said that earlier.
No, and then Megan shows me a video and it's just me like dancing with a couple of people sort of looking my way and nothing going on.
So Megan sent me the video the night of and then I was like, have you not watched it? You're like, I remember more people being around.
I thought there was a semicircle of people clapping.
No one even looked, like no one was trying to acknowledge. Oh. Like, we just don't make eye contact with him for a while. He'll just leave.
I swear to God, a girl there went, you're a really good dancer. But she may have said, I hope you get cancer. Which is far more offensive. No, honestly, that blew my mind watching that video. I swear to God. Maybe Megan's cut out all the girls. There was a bunch of girls clapping.
I have never... And
a girl fist bumped me.
No, she punched you.
In the jaw. In me scrote.
No, I've never seen you not been able to watch something because you've been embarrassed and you had to stop watching that video because you couldn't watch yourself.
It's because I felt like it just looked like I was just dancing on my own. And I wasn't in dance-appropriate clothing either. Oh, just dance-appropriate clothing.
Could you imagine going to a wedding?
I wasn't even wearing my leotard.
Going to a wedding and then taking your leotards to put on. This is my reception wear.
What you'd do is you'd make sure it was the same colour as what you were wearing so people wouldn't notice.
Can you, like, throw it off? Tight. You know, those pants that...
Louis, why is your shirt and pants now skin-tight leotards? It's a trick.
It's got, like, the tie drawn on.
It's an industry trick. I can dance better and people don't even know I'm wearing a leotard. Louis, it is skin-tight. I can see your dick pressed against the fabric. Your nipples are rock hard.
Your testicles down by your ankles.
Can't even tell the difference. But, yeah, so... Oh, don't put the video up. It's super. I can't watch it. Made me feel sick watching it.
No, it's all right. I always have.
No, it's all right. I'll put it up.
It's okay.
Let's talk about last meals.
Oh yeah.
And death penalty. Actually, let's go. Yeah, let's go last meals. So you're in prison for what do you say last week? Cutting a bloke's dick off and leading a march about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they get you the death penalty. Maybe if you ate it after you cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's more mental health, isn't it?
Have they ever done the death penalty in Australia?
Yeah, like Ned Kelly was
booked. Oh, yeah, I mean, like, but in the modern kind of...
I think it was ended in the 60s or 70s.
Yeah, you're just making that up?
Yes. No, it was definitely ended in the 60s or 70s.
Okay.
But, okay, first off, you would have gone to jail for probably killing a bunch of cyclists, cutting their dicks off and eating it. I don't know. Whatever you're in there for. You've done it. You're going to get...
Yeah.
Now, what would your last meal be?
Halloumi.
Of course it is. It was such a stupid fucking question. We just talked about you orgasming over halloumi.
Oh, I've just tried crumb halloumi lately too.
Oh, even though it's gluten-free.
Yeah.
What's it crumbed with? More halloumi. That's the secret. Crunchy halloumi surrounded by crunchier halloumi. No, so that would be your last... But halloumi with what? Remember, you can have whatever you want.
Oh, you know what I like? Those Greek...
Those halloumi chips.
It's like a gyros or something where they put chips and salad.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's like a Greek kebab sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I get mine and I get them to replace the meat with the halloumi. I had one today.
So you're having a halloumi gyro with a side of halloumi.
Mm.
And that's it. That's your favourite meal, halloumi.
Well, it's my favourite food. It's not my favourite. Oh, I'm a big fan of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese is pretty good.
Yeah. But like a fancy one, not just like out of a packet.
I did read somewhere if you want to get back at people is to eat way too much. So then like when you die, you like explode and shit your pants and everything like that. You do that anyway. You'd be on there before they flick the switch. You were just going, sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry for the fighting, not for the crimes. Okay, so...
What about you? What's your favorite food? Oh, let me guess.
What? I gotta go for it.
Well, I think you would have your giant cup of...
Will they give you alcohol, you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon they would.
Okay, so I'll get my big giant cup of rum and coke.
Yeah, and I reckon you'd have...
Roll-ups.
Are they still around?
5 meters of roll-ups. Oh, yeah, I fucking hate roll-ups. I couldn't imagine... Anything worse than going, as your last meal, you get 5 flavours of roll-ups, the meter-long tapes.
Okay, I'd be like, kill me now.
Fuck, I would feel sick.
You tie the roll-ups together and neck yourself.
Does it slowly stretching? Come on! Until you finally resting on the ground. No, you know what?
You'd have some kind of Asian or...
You know what? Mum's laksa.
Oh.
It's like an Asian noodle soupy dish. I do enjoy that very much.
Yeah, right.
Good podcast. Louis' favourite. Louis M's favourite foods. More at 9.
9:30. Halloumi. How good is it?
Okay, so yeah, probably something like that. But yeah, but then you're also tempted, because I'm lactose intolerant, just to fuck everyone up. Just being like...
Eat heaps of ice
cream. Just dare iced coffee. They smash you. Dare iced coffee.
Why?
They just destroy you. They go straight through you.
Oh.
A mate of ours who had chemo, without using his name, was like, yeah, chemo can back you up.
Mm.
Dare iced coffee just smashes you through it. And I'm like, fuck, they should put that in their ads.
Imagine getting like prescribed dare iced coffee by the doctor.
We prescribe you double espresso iced coffee. And you go, I dare, no way. It'll destroy me. Like, got to clear you out. So, yeah, I'd probably get about, if I wanted to get back, if I was like, this is bullshit, I didn't kill those 12 prostitutes. I only killed 11 of them.
Yeah. And they deserved it.
And they all deserved it because Em said that thing on the podcast about they deserved it. They had it coming. I think I'd be like, give me all the dare iced coffees, just a big block of cheese, just get nice and bloated.
Just imagine having one block of cheese. Do you reckon you could eat a whole block of cheese?
They're looking sitting through the bars at me chewing on this cheese. They're like, is he lactose intolerant? And they're like, yeah. Going, fuck.
I wonder if I should eat meat for my last meal.
What does that achieve?
I know. I just.
So you're uncomfortable. No, I hate meat. This will show them.
No, I'm curious. I'm curious about how it tastes.
Tastes the same as it did when you were young.
I haven't eaten in.
Hasn't changed.
Like 19 years or something.
There's no new animals.
Okay.
Actually, have you tried the kangaroo/cow hybrid?
No.
Cowgaroo? I made that up on the spot. Doesn't exist.
Oh, what?
Okay, so you've eaten your
human flesh.
You've eaten your 3 kilos of halloumi and then a piece of meat.
You just
for
completely
some
just said I want human flesh for a last meal, and you were just
did
like,
I?
No, I said it.
Oh, human flesh. Well, that'd be a hard one. What would you like to eat? Obviously, human flesh.
They're like, well, we're torn.
Well, oh, we do have this. Oh God, what if you're in there for eating humans?
I know.
They'd obviously have to expect you'd say human flesh. Would you donate human flesh to it? No, no one's donating human flesh to it.
What kind of a question is that? Oh, it depends how much money.
I'd like one human penis, please. And they're like, fuck, we knew she was going to ask for that. She ate 10 of them to get in here. Of course she wanted another one.
To get
one.
In here. That's my ticket in.
Of course she wants another dick. She loves them. Got it in the freezer? Nah, just kangaroo. Okay, so you're in there for eating a dozen men's penises. You have your whatever you have as your last meal. We can't choose. You ask for a male penis, of course. They can't get it. You have halloumi in the shape of a penis. Now they're gonna put you down. How would you choose to die?
I think by the electric chair.
Really?
Yeah. Is that still a thing? Do they still, or do they do
I
the
I think
injection
in certain
now?
Areas in the States, yeah, no, still the chair. There's the lethal injection. I think there's a gas chamber. I think you can still choose
a
hanging.
A gas chamber?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's in the States, you can look it up. You can, I think some states, because it's not legal all over the states, you can choose how you die. And there's hanging, gas chamber, where you're literally in a chamber and it fills with gas and you die. Lethal injection, electrician.
Electrician. Just comes in and...
rewires you. You're gonna die soon. You're not Earth.
I had never really thought about it. What would you do?
I think I'd get locked in a room with a bull and just like.
Is that an option too?
I think so. In Spain.
In Spain. I was going to say that.
And they just have to watch all the families of whoever I ate or whatever I did, just watching me running around the room trying to stay away from the bull, just getting gored. Actually, that'd be pretty interesting. Especially I was in a small room, naked, exploding.
Why are you naked? Why are you suddenly naked?
Well, the bull's
are people
naked
when they...
Also, that'd be quite a sight, especially if I was ready to pop from all that lactose as well. Oh,
you're just still running around eating the cheese.
Bloat running around, explosive diarrhea, naked, this bull just gorging him. Gorging? Gouging?
Gorging.
Gorging?
No, that's eating, isn't it? I don't know.
Either way.
Next week, we'll talk about.
But that would be a way to go. I think they'd clap. The family members would be going, that was very good. Thank you for that.
We needed that.
I do actually feel better now that the man who ate everyone is dead. What would you... No, it's you can't have... There's no... You can't have unfair, cruel or strange punishment or whatever it is. But what would be a bad way?
Hanging.
Hanging, you reckon?
Oh, because no, if you don't go, like, wouldn't you... Okay, so you either break your neck...
Yeah, or you choke.
Or you choke.
Or your head pops off.
What?
Apparently. No, that's never happened.
you like, how am I going to...
No, Louis' head popped straight off. Didn't even feel any pain. Yeah. Clean off.
I feel like it would just be the worst.
So, but what if you could choose someone, like, and you could choose whatever way to die for someone, a horrible... heinous criminal, what would you choose as a way to go?
For them?
Yeah.
I would choose them to be hung.
No, no. Out of all, you can make up a new death.
Oh.
Yeah.
some kind of torture, like they get operated on, but they're still awake or something. Or
you're all fucked.
Well, you just said they're a horrible person.
Yeah, and I thought you would be like, no, I can't dare think of that.
Oh, sorry. And then you go straight I don't think that's right.
Actually, a movie. That's a movie. What's it called? Law Abiding Citizen with Gerard Beale. Gerard Beale?
No, he just made that up.
No, what's his name? The Scottish and Jamie Foxx.
Oh.
Gerard Beale? Fuck, I can't even think of his name. But yeah, that's what happens. He kills a bloke by putting him in anesthetic and he's all like awake and he operates on
him. Human Centipede.
You do that. Okay. Okay, let's get straight. You got a bloke and you're like, we are going to kill you. I can do it any way I want. Then you find two other people and tie and sew them together.
Willing volunteers, I would imagine.
So for people who haven't seen it, The Human Centipede is a terrible horror movie where three people are sewn lips to bum in a centipede fashion.
Mm.
And it's a disgusting movie. So you need three people to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad, actually.
I'm sure I could find three horrible people.
Talk about a bad way to go. Did you hear about the two the missionaries? They were deep in these unexplored jungles and they actually came across a tribe of people.
Hmm.
And they were, I can't think of a better word, but they were savages. They were terrible. And but only the chief spoke English. And he said to the missionaries, you've got two options, death or Ooga Booga. This is a joke. Oh. Everyone's looking at me going, oh my God.
Why did I
know? I am on the edge of my seat here.
I really was. And I forgot they were even doing the podcast.
And he goes, you've got two options, death or Ooga Booga. And the first guy goes, well, I still need to spread the word of God. I'm not ready to die yet. I choose Ooga Booga. And all the tribesmen dance in a circle going, Ooga Booga, Ooga Booga, Ooga Booga. And they all fuck him in the ass one after another.
Mm.
And he's terrifying. Mm. The world was a terrible place.
I've been at parties like that by choice.
I always choose Ooga Booga. Ooga Booga forever. Ooga Booga for life.
Ooga Booga no babies, I believe is the same.
Ooga Booga no babies. Oh, if we were popular enough, we could start a new catchphrase. We're only got four people listening.
Thanks, guys. No, okay. Two of them are us.
So later. This guy gets fucked in the ass by all these tribesmen and then gets carried away. And his mate's watching this whole thing and he's just like, holy shit. There is no way I'm going through that. It's terrible. My religion. Nah. He goes, no, I choose death. And then all the tribes and start dancing around going, death by Ooga Booga, death by Ooga Booga. What a way to go. Yeah. That would be a bad way.
Why is that not done?
Well, the problem is you've got to find like that many guys who want to
fuck. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'd be really hard.
Fuck a guy on death row, one after the other.
I'd do it with a strap on.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
I was like, do I say this?
But the problem is...
You're fucked.
Eventually, there will be the person who fucks him and he dies while they're fucking him. Oh, God. It would just be like, oh, fucking mashed potato at the end there, surely. You're disgusting, Em. Trying to have an adult conversation here and all you can talk about is Ooga Booga no babies. Oh, God.
It's good, though.
It's good, though. Idle sex is cool. It's good. It's good.
It's fun. Safe.
It's good fun. It's safe.
For not having
babies. It's safe. I mean, in certain ways. Certain ways, it's terrifying.
For the people on the other end.
You know what? I think that's just about done us for several reasons.
Let's leave it on. I don't think
we didn't talk about like.
We can't follow that.
We didn't talk about grotty stuff as much as in this episode, but
talked a lot about.
You went to some
cooking and food.
You went to some dark places there.
Had to get it out at the end, as they say.
Okay.
Which is what they say at the Ooga Booga.
Ooga Booga. Okay. Well, look. Okay. So we've still got stickers and magnets. Hit us up if you want one. Literally, just let us know. I mean, we're not going to drive to Sydney to give you one or something like that, but we'll figure it out.
We'll figure
so,
it.
As you know,
we'll meet you halfway.
As you may have noticed, there still is no theme music. We'll might message our musician friend about this again.
Yeah.
And see how he's traveling with it. Anything else you'd like to add, Em?
No. Next week is Father's Day. You got anything planned?
Just the ice or the prostitute, whatever I can afford.
Yeah,
first.
Of course.
Whatever Megan's happier with.
She gets to watch though, right?
Watch me do ice. It's dangerous. Can I watch you do ice? Yeah, I'll probably knock you around a bit though. That's fine. No, I think we'll just have a nice breakfast at home and hang out.
Sounds good.
Yeah, cool. Well,
remember the time that it was Mother's Day and you didn't do anything for Megan? God, I hope she gets you back.
Let's bring that up again.
Oh, God, I hope she...
I apologize. Apologize big time. It cost me like $1 million. No, let's not get into that. Thanks for listening again, guys. We as T-shirts. We've got the design. We've decided on colors. We've decided on sizes. Probably money is going to slow us down more than anything. Because
start a GoFundMe.
We need to start something that makes money. Or, hey, guys, if you like the show, maybe just drop us $1,000.
Yeah.
That's up to you guys. If you don't know, you're bad people.
1,000, 2,000, whatever.
Okay, let's maybe not ask listeners for money.
No.
Cool. Okay, well, let's just go.
Bye.
Bye-bye.